You are listening to the Hello Sport Podcast.
Yo, welcome back to the Hello Sport Podcast, punters, dribblers, throbbers, the world over. Home of unqualified opinion, unwavering bias. Eddie Simpson, how are you?
I'm very well, Thomas. Always a pleasure to be here with you on a Monday.
Monday evening, that is.
Yeah.
Back for another week, Eddie. You know what? We do say this a lot, Eddie. We definitely say big week in the world of sport, but this week it's been a pretty big week in the world of sport.
Huge weekend of sport. I mean, from a rugby league, AFL, rugby union, tennis perspective.
Absolutely, Eddie.
Jam-packed,
jacked to the teeth.
Yeah.
And also, as tends to happen with us, we have some shit luck as it goes. Big old Bulldog story breaks.
Always.
The morning after we record.
We get the wrong end of things more than we do
the right end. Look, I'm not a conspiracy sort of guy per se, Eddie, but I do think that there are some of the bigger media companies, you know, trying to conspire against us because they know more often than not, we get the good oil, we get the good mail, but they'll hold back a story here and there because they want to get their bloody, you know,
Well, they want to get
their mouthpieces on there talking about it.
That's exactly right. And they know that the punter and the dribbler look to us for
guidance.
That's right. And it's hard to wrap our mouths around something, so to speak.
Our metaphorical mouths.
Yeah. You know what I mean.
But also our literal mouths, I guess. Yeah. But look, in terms of what you're going to be hearing on today's podcast, Punters Dribblers, this Monday, Tuesday for you guys, rugby league, finals, Mad Monday scandals. I know the story's a week old, but that doesn't mean we aren't going to talk about it. Know that.
Because it hasn't been thrashed out properly yet.
No, it hasn't been given the airtime that it deserves, so we'll be talking about Mad Monday. Talking about ramifications of Mad Monday, because the story's got to progress, you know what I mean? You got to progress the narrative. So we're going to talk about the fallout from Mad Monday, sponsorships bailing, all this sort of shit. I can't remember.
And look, little US Open story.
Serena spat the dummy big time.
It's a little more than a little story, let me tell you.
Yeah.
It's international news.
She's wet the bed almost. Like, there's shit in the bed and there's wet in the bed. I feel like she's wet the bed. Or am I being sexist now? Am I buying into her narrative?
I think she shit the bed. She shit the bed. She didn't wet anything. Shit all over the place.
Funny story about a country footballer, bush footy. I want to just, you know, I'll bring it up with you. I want to raise it to you. Talk to you about it.
That's right. Look, well, there's a few little
tidbits here and there.
Tidbits.
We'll get to them.
It's all quality stuff.
Now, just before we do get into a little housekeeping, Hello Sport Podcast on Instagram, if you want to follow us there.
Hello Sport.
At Hello Sport Podcast.
Correct.
We've got Drew Mitchell dropping a little later this week, as some of you would have seen. We caught up with Drew, great friend of the show now.
And Tom has sworn on his nuts that he will be releasing it on Thursday. Fabulous. Yarn.
Great chat with Drew.
Had a ball. Big yarner. Very articulate. A gentleman. Great bloke.
And look, there could be some Angus Crichton, Curtly Beale things in the wings, but that could also be probably worth editing out because we don't want to get the punter and the dribbler hyped. But all we're saying is that things are in the works.
Things are in the pipes, punters, dribblers.
Should we get into it?
Let's rip it.
Okay, Eddie, first week of finals down.
Mm-hmm.
Team's gone.
Yeah.
Broncos gone. See ya.
See ya, bro.
Warriors gone.
See ya, bro.
Later.
I will open the show with this. I know that Tom and I are a little off with our tips.
Tips weren't great.
I specifically went 0-4.
You did go 0-4, didn't you?
I went 0-4. But I think that the reason for that was not so much that I got it wrong, but more that the teams got their performances wrong.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Bunny should have won, didn't. Could have won, didn't.
Should've
Sharkies could have won, didn't. Warriors just didn't turn up.
No. They were winning, though, at some point.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
exactly.
They stopped.
And obviously, no one would ever back a dirty merger side
against
at
the Broncos.
Suncorp on Sunday afternoon.
No.
So I feel like, although didn't get any money in the bank, so to speak. Feel like I still won because I wasn't the one at fault.
But Dragons, they were very good. They looked very good. Do I think they're going to win anything, Eddie? No, I don't.
No.
They might have won a game in the finals, yes, but one finals game does not make a premier. You know what I mean? So
does not make
the premier. So Dragons, I'm crossing out for next week as a loss.
Yeah, I can't see Gareth Widdop with that hair.
Well, he's gone.
Oh, he's gone, exactly.
And see, I think that's what, one of the problems. I think it's bad luck, that hair. He got that hair, he got injured, he came back, he got injured.
The sporting gods, Tom, the rugby league gods, clearly didn't take too kindly
well,
to that sort of haircut.
Well, they frown upon the frosted tips. That is despite, Eddie, my spies telling me that frosted tips are making a comeback in the pop culture.
Yeah, fashion tip. Yeah, I mean, frosted tips are coming back. I'm not going to sit here and argue with you about the rise once more of the frosted tip. Not going to sit here and argue with that, Tom.
No, because it is making a comeback.
But someone who looks like Gareth Widdop.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't look like that and try to pull off the frosted tip.
No, but do you
the
not
frosted
think...
frosted tips are reserved to your Timberlakes, your Biebers, your DiCaprios. Yeah.
But is it not... Is a playmaker not the DiCaprio of his side? And then in so doing, maybe he's allowed to go a little bit more experimental with the hair.
What do you say if Chad Townsend rocks up with frosted tips?
I'm saying he could because he's in the DiCaprio position, you know, on the field. Leo plays for... You know, Leo's a halfback if he were in rugby league.
Yeah, but he's a hot halfback.
Yeah,
you know
I know.
What I mean?
No, I know.
He's like, he's the leading man,
yes.
But he's also hot as shit.
Yes.
Go back and watch Titanic if you need clarification. Okay?
Yes, okay. So you need to be combining good looks with alpha sort of positioning.
Well, all I'm saying is I think have we not been shown that you have to...
Gareth couldn't handle it.
Gareth couldn't handle it, mate.
He couldn't handle it.
It was too hot in the kitchen. He's been spat out. Now he's not playing next week. Season over.
Except for the season. He bit off more than he could chew with the frosted tips comeback. Like, no one saw it coming. I don't know if he asked anyone's permission. He certainly didn't ask us, Eddie. I don't
recall getting your call. Gareth, if you got an email, the interns have missed
it. Well, maybe an intern needs to be sacked because we would have told Gareth straight away, that's not for you, buddy.
And look,
it's making a comeback, Gareth. We see why you're doing it because 100% you're on trend, but it's not for you.
It's not for you.
It's not for you, Gareth.
You look ridiculous.
You look silly.
And also, not well applied.
If you're going to dye it blonde, dye the whole thing blonde, Gareth. You look like...
The application was
poor.
The execution.
Well, it was ISP, mate. It was Intra Super Premiership delivery of something that needed to be a first grade standard.
Yeah.
And I don't want to see your regrowth, Gareth. I want it frosted all the way down.
Yes. Do it properly. Because if you don't, you're going to get injured.
Now you dislocate your shoulder for the second time in a month, and you're out.
So
off-season surge.
Makes you softer, weaker.
Doesn't it? We're not saying it's direct correlation to the hair, but just, you do well just to see where it matches up. Gareth going blonde, bad blonde, and then the season's starting to peter out. I'm just saying. Now look, some may say that's a very big stretch. I disagree with him personally, but some may say that. You got to be prepared for criticism.
You got to be prepared.
But what we will say is that Gareth's blonde hair has certainly coincided with the demise of the club for season 2018. Mad Monday.
Mm.
Now, we got on it last weekend. Obviously, last week we talked about the Eels, you know, snorting, growling, howling, prowling.
Yeah, well, of course we talked about them snorting,
feedback
growling,
on,
howling, prowling.
Feedback on that was through the roof. Obviously, the punters and the dribblers loved it. But then the next
coming.
Day, the Bulldogs shit drops, and they're on the front and back pages of the paper and inside they're getting fucking cooked at the they have a huge Mad Monday, they've got nude, dicks are being grabbed, fucking all the usual stuff, Eddie.
Oh, it's very rugby league.
I'd say that's tame.
Look,
as far as Mad Mondays go,
it's only a bit of bloody soso for
dick grabbing
around, you know what I mean, bit of dick grabbing, that's what the sport of rugby league was bloody founded on.
I mean you don't think we haven't been a little bit too pissed and just fucking grabbed onto a dong before?
Are you telling me, punters, dribblers, throbbers, that
you and your mates, after a fucking year of being essentially robots, get together, have a few too many, do your darndest to get out of the public eye?
I mean, do your absolute darndest.
I mean, you can't...
I'm not condoning this sort of behaviour on the street.
No, but I can't help if some fucking dude with a long lens has rented a hotel room across the street and he's zooming straight into a second-store building while I'm grabbing my mate's dick after a couple of scoos. Like, I'm sorry that you saw that, mum, dad, and the nation, but I was just having a laugh. This
was
a bit of fun.
It was a bit of a giggle.
You weren't there.
Now, weren't there.
Now, should the coaches have allowed this to happen, Eddie? Maybe not.
Maybe not. No, look, almost certainly not, Tom. Almost certainly not. But all we're saying is, a couple of boys, after a long season, a little hot under the collar, a lot of piss in the in the engine, so to speak.
Oh, there's a lot of piss in the engine.
A lot of testosterone flying around, and a lot of boys that are just wanting to get around each other. You know what I mean? Get around each
other. Well, I mean, these little engines almost run solely on piss postseason.
Oh yeah.
You know, during the season, it's on clean living, good oil. You know what I mean?
Good oil. Your lean meat. It's your high fatty acids. Yeah, all that sort of stuff.
It's that. It's that. What do you call the fucking good petrol you get at the?
Oh,
not E10.
No, E10's that's the dog shit. Yeah. We're talking about like the VMAX
premium
98 stuff.
Yeah, 98. That premium 98 premium shit.
Yeah,
that's the season.
Mm.
Then postseason is you're bargain basement unleaded piss.
Yeah,
that's what they're running on now.
Mm. So does it surprise anyone that they got up to this sort of?
They got up. They weren't running on the best stuff, and that's fine. They needed some time to blow it off. But again, now there's like sponsors dropping off. There's bloody, they're getting fined out the arse. They're nationally shamed. It's like if these fucking journos weren't there, none of this would have happened. So they're like, it's kind of like, and go with me here. I could be drawing a very long bow, but everyone knows that we are predisposed to a long bow.
Mm.
When people go, we're talking gun control in America. When people go, well, what caused the problem? Was it the gun or the person with the gun? You're like, well, if they didn't have the gun, no one's getting shot, right?
Mm.
So it's like in this, if they didn't have the cameraman there, no one knows anything happened. So even if you're fucking saying they shouldn't have done it, the cameraman's the problem. The cameraman is who just, and the newspaper disseminated all the images. If it was not for them, no one gives a fuck. Is that a longbow?
Yeah, that's sort of a longbow. You could have, it's a punchy example. Because, you know, brings with it a lot of baggage, I suppose, a lot of emotion. It's a bow. It's a bow. It's long. Maybe the longest we've drawn. But I get it. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Or is it more like, you know, let's say Turnbull, right?
Malcolm.
Now, Malcolm can get up to whatever he wants to do if it's not illegal in his own home, you could argue, right?
Yeah.
But let's say that Malcolm gets over, you know, a few friends and they start playing a little strip poker and things start to get out of hand.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is it appropriate for the Prime Minister to be playing strip poker? But
if
no one saw it, no one gives a shit, no one cares, it's not illegal, it doesn't affect anyone unless you see it.
That's it.
It doesn't matter.
And is it inappropriate for the Prime Minister to play strip poker?
Well, that's the argument.
I don't think so. I don't think it is.
No, not in his own home, Tom.
No, not in the comfort of his own home, in that point pipe mansion with a couple of MPs.
Some people could argue it is.
Yes.
I don't think it isn't. People could argue it is.
Yes.
But if you don't know about it, it isn't.
No.
So fucking get over it. And that's the point with this Mad Monday stuff. They went out of their way to take photos because they know they're leagueies. They know they're running on E10 shit stuff postseason.
Yes.
They know that they've got that good 98 oil out of the bod.
Absolutely.
And they're going to run hot and they may blow up.
Yeah, that's
it. You know what I mean?
Yes, metaphorically.
And let's be honest, the only blowing up they did was add a bit of a vomit. Care, eh?
Someone passed out in the street.
Someone passed out in the street. Look, I mean, we could have taken him inside.
Yeah, someone could. Look, I mean, I don't know whose fault that is, but you don't leave a man that pissed to just pass out on the
street. And they took their gear off. I mean, you take your gear off every night to have a shower. You know what I mean?
That's it. I wake up nude. I sleep nude.
And maybe they're just a victim of poor preparation. They should have bloody gone in and done a full rundown of the joint. Can we put some curtains in? If not, can we get some
sort of cellophane?
Let's black out these windows.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes. And
because there are grubby little journos out there trying to get a scoop. And what is the most annoying thing is, it's all that's been talked about this week is this fucking debate about it. But I don't really give a shit. And does anyone else?
No.
Outside of the journos arguing with other journos about it.
And they're all just trying to sell their shit.
Yeah, or journos arguing with people invested in the club arguing about it.
Yeah.
Does anyone else give a shit?
No. Or it's like,
did you buy the paper because of it?
No. It's these journals like, I'm a mother and my kids love the Bulldogs and I'm so embarrassed that they're going to see what they've done. Hey, don't show your kids the photos of fucking Adam Elliott getting his dick grabbed by another player. How about that?
Don't take them.
Can you imagine the fucking loser who was doing that? What a job. Like, what a fucking job. Like, there are many jobs that you might say are undesirable from just a purely, like, what you have to do sense, whether it's like, you know, you got to fucking...
Like working in the sewers or something.
Working in the sewers. But you know what? At least there's some fucking honour.
There's honour in the sewers, Eddie. There's honour in the sewers.
There's honour in the sewers. There's honour in the sewers. Because right. It's a job that needs to be done.
It's a job that needs to be done. Sewers, there's shit in the sewers. We all shit. We need it done. There's no honour behind the lens, mate. No. There's no honour.
It doesn't need to be done.
It doesn't need to be done. You're just trying to catch people out who aren't... It's like they're bad people. If they were out fucking hitting people and being pricks on the street, sure. Get your little fucking camera out and be a prick on, like, you know, but there's no honor in there in this sort of thing. You're just a fucking germ. But it also brought us around to sponsorships, Eddie, and we're talking about Nike, Kaepernick, that whole furor. Cunts are now like burning their clothes.
Just to give context, Nike have got a new ad series out, or a new ad campaign.
Correct.
That's basically, you know, encouraging people to be bold and be courageous and sacrifice.
Stand up for what you believe in.
Stand up for what you believe with.
No,
yeah, exactly.
If you haven't seen the Kaepernick ad and you're not across it,
Pause this, go watch it.
But also, like, do better. Like, engage more in the world around you. I don't know how you live in the world without knowing this shit. I'm not saying it's the most important thing in the world. I'm not saying, but just, what are you doing? Like, yeah. What are you doing?
You're clearly living under a rock.
Yeah, and not a metaphorical one. This is an actual rock we're talking about here.
No, a real one.
Which poses more questions about your physical state than anything else, because I don't know how that's physically possible.
For you to be living under a rock and listen to us. Don't know. But sort it out.
We digress.
Anyway, so off the back of that, a lot of anti-Kaepernick feeling, a lot of anti-Nike feeling.
Because these people who don't get the point about the Kaepernick thing. So Colin Kaepernick's an NFL player. Again, work this out, punish dribblers. Don't make me explain it, but I will. Colin Kaepernick, former NFL player who was kneeling during the national anthem because he was making a protest about police brutality, essentially. Racism, but largely it was off the back of police brutality. And that's why he was kneeling for the anthem. It's now garnered a whole, like, sort of movement behind it. Other players kneeling. Trump's got involved. Fucking everyone, like the super right wing, like, fuck you, this is disrespectful to the troops and the anthem and shit. Everyone's getting pissed off. But they're failing to acknowledge the point, which is, he's kneeling about police brutality. He's not
kneeling about the flag.
He's not disrespecting the troops. Just because the troops are over there fighting doesn't mean he's fucking... He's not saying fuck you to the troops. It's a different point. It's not the same thing.
If he was saying fuck you to the troops, he'd be saying it.
He'd be saying fuck you to the troops.
He's not saying that.
He's not saying that. No one is disputing the troops and their value and, like, whatever they're doing. That's all good. All he's doing is saying, yo, bit of police brutality going on. Not into it.
Yeah, let's iron that out.
He's done this. He's been cut from his NFL team, and no other NFL team's picking him up, even though he's probably still worthy.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a quarterback.
He's a top 32 quarterback.
Yeah, he certainly could be playing in the NFL. And yeah. So there's some sort of conspiracy to not pick him, because NFL teams, I think, often will go, is it worth the fucking hype and shitstorm around him?
Well, I'm pretty sure the NFL brought in a rule whereby you have to stand.
Well, I know that. I don't know, because two players knelt at the start of the season. The two Miami Dolphins players were kneeling. So I'm not sure.
Maybe they just get fined.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, I mean, when it comes to... And so people have said, like it's clearly a good thing with Nike here. They've got this maligned sort of controversial figure they've sponsored. And despite a big public backlash from certain sections of the media, it's still actually been beneficial for them.
Mm.
Sales have gone up. Fucking, I think, like, their stock price may have went down for a little bit, but do you not think that's more just investors wigging out about them changing? It went down like 7% or something.
Yeah, it wigged out because of the backlash. But people fickle.
That's what I mean. Isn't that just the... And again, without having any idea about the... Yeah, we're getting into the markets here. Yes, we're getting into the markets on Halo Sport. But Eddie, if I was to think about the mindset of the investor, the man in the market... There are some fickle motherfuckers there who might have just thought, you know what, let's just get out of this in case it really goes bad. So you see a little dip of people that don't know what they're doing, and so it goes down a little bit. Yeah, then everyone realises that, no, this is actually a good thing, tries to get back in. Yeah, we're probably back
no
up
one,
now.
But no one even fucking holds onto that shit, you know what I mean?
It's like dumb cunts do, I'm assuming.
No, but I still don't reckon they hold on for that long, you know what I mean? People forget about stuff, and they move on with their lives. It's like the old... I mean, maybe this is a long bow, but remember when... Everyone was encouraged to buy the more expensive milk and not buy the cheap stuff. I bet you everyone has gone back to cheap milk.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Just like people will go back to buying Nike even if they were offended for 1 second.
Yeah, that's it. You forget.
Do you know what I mean?
You forget.
You fucking get over it.
People are buying bloody Chris Brown CDs again. You know what I mean?
Oh, mate, he's as big as he ever was.
He's never been bigger in his life.
He's never been bigger in his life.
Beat the shit out of Rihanna and everyone was real pissed off.
Exactly.
And now everyone's going, oh, what? Did you hear that groove?
Oh, I love that groove. I love that beat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, but Chris. He can dance. Yeah. And look,
and he never really meant it.
No. And look, just
if
so.
If people are prepared to forget that, they'll forget this ad.
Yeah, and not us, Punish Dribblers. Just let it be known. We aren't fans of Chris Brown here.
Oh, fuck no. We don't condone that sort of...
We don't condone that sort of behavior.
Merely we're pointing out the fickle mind...
The fickle nature of society.
Yeah, that's right. We're making a point about society itself.
That's it. This is a fucking politically charged podcast, Eddie. We've had some gun control. We've had some, market conversations.
Sometimes we need to get it off our chests.
Well, sometimes, look, we don't shy away from the issues if they might seem, a little bit too controversial. The punter and the dribbler comes on the journey with us, whether they like it or not. We can't help that.
But yeah, I found, just to bow it,
yeah,
it was all fucking ridiculous. Like, some bloke cut the swooshes off his socks. Like, didn't throw them out. Needed them.
Needs the socks. And clearly, someone that makes that decision can't afford new socks.
Of course not.
You know what I mean? Someone who clearly makes bad decisions in his life doesn't have enough socks to completely get rid of the socks. Just cut the Nike sign off them.
And then
walk around with terrible looking socks.
And because he's got rid of the elastic at the top. You know what I mean? They're not staying up anymore.
Mate, that's going to be there is nothing more annoying
nothing.
Than having your socks fold under your feet. It's that and sand in your shoes. That's
when,
it.
When the elastic goes in socks and or undies,
yes,
punters dribblers.
And punters dribblers, they go. You know they do.
They go. We all know it goes.
We all know that it goes. We all have a pair of socks or undies that we should have got rid of long ago, but we're persevering for some reason.
Yeah. Usually because we don't have enough.
Enough.
And to not persevere.
Yeah, that's it. Sometimes it's out of necessity.
They're usually your emergency pair.
That's it.
Which you always need.
You've got to have your emergency pair of undies in the drawer. You got your good ones. You got your ones that mum got you, fresh, elasticized.
Yeah.
Then you got your ones that literally look like they've been worn by like a 4-ton man for 9 months and he's just given them back.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, shit, we got to go to the well here. We're out of undies. We haven't done any washing.
Yeah. I'm dry.
I'm dry here. So we got to go to our vintage collection.
Vintage collection. That's right.
So what we're saying is here, in a roundabout sort of way, is this guy hasn't even, he's made his socks immediately vintage by cutting off the elastic.
And that's the sort of bloke that I'm supposed to listen to about whether I should kneel or not.
No, I'm not taking my cues from a man that clearly is not a big thinker. He doesn't think about the long-term ramifications of immediately turning his socks vintage by cutting the elastic off them and potentially having the socks suck under his feet and ball up under his shoe.
presumably did this in the morning as well. Got a whole day ahead of him.
Serena Williams.
Yeah.
Tennis meltdown.
Correct.
It's the big thing in the world of tennis at the moment. Serena's meltdown. For those of you, again, who haven't seen this, I mean, goodness me. But Serena Williams... In the final of the US Open, she wins. If she wins this one, she equals
Margaret Court,
Aussie Margaret.
Some would say racist Margaret.
Yeah.
Or well, no, homophobic. Racist,
homophobic Aussie Marg with the most slams ever.
Yeah.
On 24, Eddie, correct. I believe. So she was in the final, a little bit of added pressure for Serena.
Playing US Open, home court,
all that shit.
Just popped out a couple of kids.
One kid.
So she's a mother now.
Yeah, she's a mother now.
So probably playing for a kid, all that sort of thing.
Playing for a kid, playing for Margaret, playing for the country,
Bit to play for.
Against a young Japanese Haitian girl whose last name is Osaka, Eddie. First name has slipped my mind. Now, Osaka, sweet young thing, has idolized Serena her whole life. Literally idolized. She was one when Serena won her first slam.
Oh, sweet. Very sweet.
Gorgeous. She's putting in work. She's a setup, a breakup, and she's fucking shitting it in, right? She's basically walking away to victory.
She's giving it to her.
Serena gets some coaching from her coach, from her box, which is illegal in tennis. Do your homework.
For women in slams.
Huh?
I read today that it's only illegal for women in slams. Otherwise, they can do it. How ridiculous.
Can you Google that right now for us? Just
I read it in an article.
What article? So, but what? It's illegal for men everywhere.
Yeah.
And only illegal for women in slams.
Yeah.
Okay, well that, I mean...
But I'm prepared to look it up.
Yeah, just look it up anyway. And I'll keep going. Even if that is the case, that doesn't change this for me personally.
No, it doesn't. I'm just saying...
Yeah, no, I know. But so, the coach has motioned to her, like telling her to do some shit. She may not have even been looking at him. But the umpire's seen the coach do it and gives her a warning. You can't be... It's a form of cheating. You can't be, you know, getting coached by your coach. She just fucking throws a shit fit. She starts getting real pissed off, saying, "You're calling me a cheater. I'm not a cheater." We've all heard the audio. Punish dribblers. Then she smashed her racket. Got another code violation.
I can't find the slam only thing again. It was definitely written somewhere, but someone might have fucked that up.
Yeah, look at, do your own research, you cunts. So then she's been doctor. She lose the game then, Eddie?
No, she got a warning, but then
she got three warnings, right? So she got a warning for coaching. She got a warning then for smashing a racket. Yeah. And then she got a third for telling him that he stole a point of her, like he was talking shit to the umpire.
No. So she got penalized a point for smashing the racket.
Right.
All right. So as she just cops it and goes, "Yeah, I won't get coached again," and moves on with her life. Moves on with a fucking final of tennis that she's immersed in.
Yes.
If she does that, she's all good, but she doesn't. She gets super rattled. Again, accuses the guy of calling of you know,
stealing
making shit up.
Making shit up and stealing points off.
No,
her.
But only steals points off her after she smashes a racket, not
right.
before.
Yes, correct. Sorry.
And she's coming up with all this shit, being like, "You owe me apology." You know,
I'm a mother.
I'm a mother. All this shit.
Where you're like, and look,
but you were getting coached.
You were getting,
which is illegal.
The coach even said afterwards, he goes, "Yeah, that's what I was doing. That's what I was doing." So,
and you were warned. For getting coached.
What do you want him to do?
Which is what you were doing.
Now, people are saying that this, like, I mean, I think most people are, because she's sort of trying to make it about being a woman here, which I just think, again, is a disservice personally to real women's issues. Like, is there really some fucking gulf in the way that women are treated in tennis? No. If they're getting paid the same, which I think they are already.
They are.
Then I don't think there's anything to
they
really
are,
worry about.
They're at the majors.
Yeah, okay, well, the majors, which is what we're at here.
Yeah.
But, so let's just say, Eddie, this umpire was wrong in his decision-making.
Which he wasn't.
Do we need to make it about the gender? Or can we just not say he's a bad umpire? Because he's also... His decision is benefiting another woman who you're playing against. So it's clearly not a... And then you can say, well, it's just the treatment of... You know, men do this and they don't get... It's like, no. Men get in trouble all the time for their behaviour. Nick Kyrgios is constantly getting sanctioned and shit for doing
constantly.
The wrong thing. Constantly. But let's just not make... Let's not make this about women's empowerment. There are many things that's... Like, Serena's a champion, right?
Oh, absolutely.
But
and
she's
no
just been a bad girl. That's all it is.
She's
shit the bed. She was losing. I bet you she wouldn't have given a fuck if she was winning the match.
And then the poor Osaka has to get up there and apologise. Apologise, Trevor. Should have been the best day of her life.
And she's there going, "I'm sorry. I know you guys wanted Serena to win." It's like, no, Dale, it's all right. Serena's won 23 of the bastards.
You can win one.
You can win one.
You're allowed to win one.
You're allowed
and Serena
to.
Wasn't going to win.
No.
It's not the first time Serena's shit the bed.
That's the thing as
well. Do you remember?
Yeah.
She against the bloody...
Clijsters and Stoza. She's done
well,
it before.
National, national icon. National hero.
National
Stoza.
Hero Sam Stoza. Absolutely. You mean the first round phenom.
That's right. And one-time Australian Kim Clijsters.
Yeah, that's true. The
used
one-time
used to be engaged to...
Leighton Hewitt.
The great Leighton Hewitt.
Yeah, that was the love story that never quite lived up to its potential.
But we adopted her for a moment, so you're looking at two Aussies.
Aussie Kim, maybe she's... Well, it's not just Aussies, obviously, now. Initially, there was a bit of an Aussie trend developing there. Aussie Kim and Aussie Stoz. But both US Open finals, she just...
All I'm saying is, like, this isn't a one-off.
No, she's got a track record of being a dummy spitter.
Oh,
a
massive dummy spitter. And I know the Stoz one was at the US Open. Not sure where Clijsters
was US Open
well,
as
well. Well, there you go. So she's got a history of throwing the toys out at the US Open.
She wants to talk about being like, it's about women's rights. She threatened to...
But is that really what it is?
Well, no, but one of the accusations in the previous US Opens was because it was between Clijsters, the match got abandoned because she was accused of threatening to kill a Lions girl. I watched that on a video when it came in. They abandoned the game because she apparently threatened to kill the Lions woman. I don't know how fucking feminist that is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Look, it's
you're just
it's
a all, bad loser.
You're a bad fucking loser, and
you're a great champion. And
great
you're a bad
champion,
loser.
Shit loser.
I'm now rooting for Osaka. I'm in your corner.
That's Hello Sports certified.
That's Hello Sports certified. We are now in your corner, Osaka.
We're in Osaka's corner, and we have for the time being removed ourselves from Serena's.
Yeah, we're not in that corner anymore.
Sorry,
but that being said,
happy to come back.
Hey, love a comeback,
but gotta earn it.
You've got to win it. You got to win 24 if you want me back. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, 25.
It's no coincidence in my mind that the Women's Rugby League has just started, the competition in Australia, going great guns, big hits.
Yep.
And the eighth immortal Andrew Johns has just had a daughter.
Okay. Okay. A daughter.
A daughter. So firstly, a Hello Sport congratulations to the eighth immortal Andrew Johns. Be here soon.
I think we've previously thought it was a son.
Well, we did, but we also know that he's got two sons, one who people are liking the look of.
Okay.
In the rugby league world.
Okay.
Young okay. kid. Okay. Now, the female game starts. Joey has a daughter.
Same day?
Probably.
You'd have to think
so. You'd have to think so, Eddie.
Wouldn't you? If we're talking about the greatest, the goat of all goats.
The goat of all goats. That Papa Goat.
Papa Goat. And female rugby league.
Demigoat.
The demigoat. God of the goats.
God of the goats. Whatever. Yeah, look, you get it. But now he's got a young daughter who might be coming up to lead New South Wales to her own. She might be an immortal of her own.
Like that.
You know what I mean?
Like that. So we can have his son doing work and his daughter doing work.
That's it.
At work for the state.
The female immortal. The femortal.
The femortal. Well, congratulations to Andrew. That's exciting stuff.
Yeah, you get a VV from us. Beer soon. Congratulations. So, Eddie, there's a country AFL game, Bush Footy.
Yeah.
And
love Bush Footy.
Love
Tom.
Bush Footy. It's the
love my Bush Footy.
Yeah, it's what the game's built on. And so there's a guy playing. Apparently, he's tearing it up the first half, but he's getting arrested after the game. So the cops are there.
Yep.
They've gone, you can play this game.
Yep.
But you're wanted on break and enter charges, burglary.
Where are we?
We're in Victoria.
Okay.
Rural. Bush Victoria.
But they're letting him play his footy.
Well, they're letting him finish out the game, Eddie. They're not fucking
they're not
monsters.
Animals. Yeah.
But unfortunately, you know, you give someone rope, they sometimes they take a little bit more. That's probably not the saying.
Well, give them an like inch, they'll take them off.
That might be a little bit more in keeping with where I'm trying to get to.
Okay.
With the saying.
Okay.
So they've said, all right, you can play the game, but afterwards you're coming in. We'll wait for you. So he's best on ground first half. Absolutely killing it. His team's up.
Great footy.
It. Great footy.
Elite footy.
Elite footy.
Elite Bush footy.
Elite Bush footy. At half time, though, he slips out the back door of the clubhouse and bails. So, like, he goes.
So, plays a blinder.
Has a blinder the first half.
Because then they'll know he's got to come back for more, wants to get man of the match.
Yeah, absolutely. You want to go out with a bang. Like, you're playing this good, you want to bring it home.
So, he takes a bit of the heat off himself.
And then gaps it.
Obviously, on foot? Car?
Look, I'm not 100% sure. I don't know those sort of facts, but
You'd think you'd have the car and a surveillance.
Yeah, well, I mean, but you know, look, who knows? Who knows? He's robbing banks. He's robbing places.
He's clearly pretty slippery.
Yeah, that's it. He's a robber. So like he might have stolen a car. We don't know. But team goes on to lose, unfortunately, by 30 points. They really could have done with him by the sounds of it.
Yeah.
He was killing it for him.
Yeah.
It was bog.
Were they up at halftime?
Yeah. He was bog at halftime, mate. And then Fulty obviously leaves.
So what's become of this man?
Well, he got arrested. They caught up with him. He only went home, which was weird. I thought he would have gone somewhere else. They caught up with him. But I'm wondering more my question here is, well, I got a couple of things, I guess. That must be a hard conversation when you go back to your senior constable, your chief police. Yo, what happened to old mate you had to arrest? Well, we thought we'd let him, like, play out the game. He was, like, you know, it's a local club. Like, we needed to beat...
Well, he's our team.
We needed to beat Gunnedah or whoever it is. Like,
Yeah, so we needed a W.
We needed the win.
And so, it's like, you know, it's our club. We support him.
We support him. It's we're coming into finals. We need to get a bit of a roll on here. So we let him play the game. We said we'd let him play the game. Oh, yeah, right. How'd he go? Well, he was killing it. Oh, yeah, mate, he was best on ground first half. He was killing it. Oh, that's great. So what, did we win? No, he didn't win. Well, what happened? He bailed at halftime. How'd that happen? Like, are you not keeping an eye on him? Are you not sort of going like, all right, well, they're going to the sheds. Like, maybe just someone go in there. Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. I know exactly what you mean. Surely, but even if you don't go into the sheds with him, you have a bloke watching the sheds.
Yeah, and a guy maybe watching the back window or something. You know what I mean? You know where his exit points are.
Yeah.
Then again, maybe they just assumed that he wanted to win as much as they did. I was just thinking about this.
Too trusting. Too easy to trust.
Far too trusting of a man that they're about to arrest for doing untrustworthy shit. But also, does a bit of criminality really help the bush footballer? You know what I mean? Like, so being a criminal is probably not good for your professional aspirations, but your bush footy aspirations, I think the more criminal you are, the better a bush footy player you are.
What, because you're more intimidating?
Far more intimidating.
I mean, think about this. Picture this, though, punters, dribblers. If you're playing footy with a wanted man, a man that's wanted for crimes,
yeah,
and, you know, has...
Guilty,
has,
yeah, looks every bit guilty.
Yeah, but like, arrest pending.
Yeah,
will be arrested after the game. Is it does it surprise anyone that he was best on ground first half?
No, because he's terrified.
Because no one's going into those contested 50-50s or contested...
Whatever they
balls,
are.
Balls, whatever they're called. Yeah. You know what I mean?
AFL chat.
AFL chat terms.
Contested possessions.
Yeah, that's right. Is anyone really going in with a full head of steam against someone that's literally about to go to prison?
No, I don't think so. Not me, Eddie.
I wouldn't personally.
No.
Not sure if the punter or the dribbler would.
But maybe it's more about getting the crims on your team. Some sort of, you know, outreach program with the prison. So day release. Let's get some big, you know.
Oh, you're talking about a prison program.
I'm talking about some sort of prison program, longest yard vibes.
Yeah.
Get a couple of lifers out on day release, ankle bracelet them up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So they get a bit of an electric shock if they leave the footy field. Okay, yes. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I think there's, well, I mean, in terms of rehabilitation,
what better way?
Sport, traditionally, really great way.
Really great way to rehab.
But I wonder though, what do you do about the players on the other side? What do they do? Because then they stop showing up.
Well, if they stop showing up, then we've got a problem. Then maybe we've got to get some prisoners from their prison. You know what I mean?
So now you're talking about a prison cop.
Now I think we're kind of in a prison competition, which I'd watch. Hey, maybe that's what we're trying to start.
That's what we're trying to start.
Hello Sport prison comp.
Biggest, baddest crims. On the planet.
On the planet. Well, at least in the country.
Australia.
New South Wales.
Lifers. Bad men.
We call them the Lifers. That's one of the teams. The Long Bay Lifers.
The Long Bay Lifers taking on the Wello...
The Wello Wildmen.
The Wello Wildmen against the Long Bay Lifers. Okay? To the death, obviously.
Yeah, well, no, like, I mean...
In a metaphorical sense.
In a metaphorical sense, because we want them to... We need to sort of make some money here. We don't want to be losing players, especially good ones.
No, you don't want to lose good players, Tom. You don't want to lose your best cattle.
No.
Your elite prison cattle. Just a bit of advice for the punter and the dribbler.
Yeah.
If you find yourself with a bit of spare time this week.
Which I'm assuming a lot of the punter and dribblers have spare time.
Obviously, at some point during this week, punters, dribblers, throbbers, you're going to have a little bit of spare time.
Yeah, you're going to be at a loose end. You got something you need, you know, something to do.
So I just wanted to recommend one of the best sports docos I've watched recently.
Yeah.
Amazon Prime. You can get yourself a 30-day trial. Now, this isn't a plug because obviously cancel it after 30 days.
Yes.
Cancel after 30 days. You don't have to pay any money. Cancel it after 30 days.
Yes.
All or Nothing, Manchester City, right? It fucking details their entire season, last season, with the most unbelievable access I've ever seen. Unbelievable access. You'll come away. It's just basically... It's just a camera in the corner.
Really?
You know what I mean?
Are they interviewing players and shit?
Sort of, but not really. It's basically just showing you what actually fucking happens.
Right.
It's so sick.
That's cool.
And you walk away with the biggest hard-on for Pep Guardiola of all time.
Oh, really?
And also...
Pep being the coach.
Pep being the coach. And then also they've got one about the All Blacks, which I'm going to watch next, which I've heard is equally as good.
Yeah, right.
So if you're just going to spend,
could I just have your login? Could I just have your login, and then you're only going to have it for a month? Saves two people signing up. Maybe
I'll give you my login.
Do we give the punter and the dribbler your login?
No.
Well, no, because they could keep your account active.
They'll just keep it active.
Yeah,
or change the password.
Yeah, right. And then we're fucked.
Then I'm in trouble. So I'm going to say no.
No, okay, that's fair.
Although
you'd love to.
I'd love to.
But, I mean, it's more about a fiscal thing. We can't trust the punter and the dribbler.
Well,
is there anything like you or me, we can't.
I can't trust all of you.
No.
I can't trust all of you.
Of course you can't.
And also, if you want to have a good BLT, go to the shop in Bondi.
The shop. Is that
the shop in Bondi. If you like your BLTs.
I love my BLTs.
Maybe just go to the shop it's probably the best BLT ever.
Is this
had.
Just a BLT public service announcement?
It's a BLT public service announcement.
Punters, dribblers. Yeah, that's
been a long evening.
It's been a long evening. That concludes this week's episode. Hello Sport Podcast at Hello Sport Podcast on Instagram. And Drew Mitchell Thursday.
Yeah, pumped.
Angus Crichton, I'm feeling like there's something going to happen soon there. I don't know, but I feel like we're getting a little bit flirty over... He's flirting with Hello Sport a bit.
Yeah, we've been flirting. It's been pretty hot.
It's been showing signs of potential, and hopefully Kirtley Beale as well. That's where we're sort of pushing. You saw, you know, we're pushing for Kirtley and Angus. And after you get two throbbers of that quality on...
Then the sky's the limit.
The sky's the limit. Like, it's a revolving door policy.
Then you start talking your Ian Thorpes, your Shane Keith Warnes.
Shane Keith Warnes, your Ian Thorpes, your Dom Bradmans. We'll patch him in from heaven.
That people of that ilk.
Sky's the limit. People of that ilk. Dom Bradman. Fire up wings. Until next week.
Could you two just not talk anymore?
At Liberty Financial, we're free thinking, not in a walk around the house naked with all the blinds open kind of way. We're financial free thinkers. You've heard of debt consolidation, right? Well, at Liberty, we don't just consolidate, we liberate from the pressure of multiple credit cards, car loans, home loans, personal loans, tax debt, you name it. We'll look at your situation and come up with a plan to get you back on track. We call it loan liberation. Call 1311 33 or visit liberty.com.au.
Liberty, free thinking loans to help you get financial.
Lending criteria apply.